Hello and happy Friday to you. This is Grace in Focus, and I am Lucas Kitchen with the Grace Evangelical Society. So as you probably know, we're taking questions from listeners just like you. If you've got one of those burning questions, I hope you'll zap it to us. If you've got email, it's radio@faithalone.org. Well, today's question is an interesting one. It's this: isn't faith more than mental assent? Is belief really enough? Well, that's a subject that Dr. Bob Wilkin and Sean Lazar love to talk about, so we're going to go right to their discussion. This is Grace in Focus.
Welcome to Grace in Focus. My name is Sean Lazar.
Hi, Sean. I'm Bob Wilkin.
I want to say a special hi and a thank you to all the people who listen to us every day. I heard from someone this morning who says, I'm a daily listener to your show.
We are appreciative.
Even if we just push you towards Jesus just a little bit with every show, I feel we've accomplished something.
Right, and we have feedback from our website that we know we're getting somewhere, 3,000 or 4,000 people who are downloading our podcasts every day.
Yeah.
And so it's a large number. We don't get as much feedback from the radio. So if you're listening on the radio at one of the various stations that we're on, send us an email at radio@faithalone.org.
Radio@faithalone.org.
And just let us know that you enjoy the show and you hear us on the radio.
In fact, put it in your title. Tell us the name of the radio station or the city that you're listening from. We have a question here from Billy D. And Billy asks,
I remember Billy D. Williams. He was one of the guys in Star Wars.
He was. Lando Calrissian.
Is that right?
Lando Calrissian.
Oh, okay.
You know, I wasn't really a Star Wars fan, and to be honest with you, I don't totally enjoy those movies. I like Star Trek better.
Oh, I do too. And you know what they said, and this is off our subject.
That is totally off the subject.
But I read something recently, and they said what they did in the 4, 5, and 6 were first, right? And then they went back and did 1, 2, and 3, and all of those were just warmly received. But ever since then, when they've started this new series with the new people and everything else, they say it's just lost. The aura that it had before is gone. And I guess it's become something that is trying to now kind of have some kind of political message in it.
I think people were disappointed with 1, 2, and 3 because it was, especially 1, because of, it was just a weird story about tax blockades and Jar Jar Binks was this weird person. But then the last 3 movies changed a lot of the characters, and it made you see a lot of the characters in a different way. Like Luke became this wimp. Luke Skywalker, the hero of the trilogy, becomes this defeatist wimp, and people were kind of disappointed at that turn in his character. But speaking of turns of character, let me see if I can bring this
bring it back
to our subject. We have a question from Billy D., not Billy D. Williams, and she's asking about Charles Stanley's book, Eternal Security.
Which we have and we've recommended.
You and I both have copies of it. We like that book. It quotes Zane Hodges. I think it's overall a pretty good defense of eternal security.
Oh, I think it's excellent. And it was written, by the way, in great part by Andy Stanley.
Now, do you know that for a fact, or do you know that behind the scenes you've heard that?
Well, I believe, let me see here, I believe it says right at the beginning, he thanks Andy for what he did. On the acknowledgement, he says, I am grateful to my son Andy, whose diligent research and keen insight made this book possible.
Okay.
Now, I don't know if that absolutely means Andy did some of the writing, but what I think happened is that Andy was the ghostwriter. In other words, these were a bunch of sermons that Charles Stanley had done. He gave them to Andy.
Right.
Andy did research.
Right.
Andy put quotes in.
Right.
And we came up with this.
Right. So, by the way, when I was growing up, after my mom and grandmother became Christians, my grandmother would pay me to read Charles Stanley articles.
She did?
She'd $5. She said, read this article. I'll pay you $5. Sometimes I took the $5. Sometimes I didn't. But Charles Stanley, in this book and elsewhere, can be very clear about eternal security. However, here is the question from Billy D. She says, I just read his section on what it means to believe in Jesus, and I was bothered by what I read. Stanley says John didn't just have mental assent in mind, because there's no sense of trust or commitment in such a statement. He says John is talking about to trust in Jesus. Quote, the difference between believing and trusting is illustrated in the difference between my acknowledging a bridge can hold me up and my actually walking out onto the bridge. I wanted to know your thoughts because this sounds like lordship salvation, but I thought Charles Stanley was more free grace. This is a question that we've gotten because we recommend Eternal Security by Charles Stanley. There's some other books that I think are pretty helpful, but he's not always consistent.
Well, that's a good way to put it, Sean. I've gotten lots of emails over the last 5 years of people sending me clips from Charles Stanley where he says things that sound like straight up Lordship Salvation. And my response to these people has been, look, Dr. Stanley's inconsistent.
Yeah.
Sometimes he'll say things that are solidly free grace, and other times he'll say things that sure sound like Lordship Salvation. And I think that the quote Billy D. is giving here kind of gives a hint to the fact that at least in one of his sermons when he was talking about this, a little hint of mild Lordship Salvation comes through. Or maybe it's just a little hint of a kind of a weak free grace position, because there are people within the grace camp who will say that faith is more than mental assent. In fact, there was a recent defense of free grace theology put out by Grace Theology Press, and they had a chapter on faith, and in the chapter on faith, they went out of their way to say faith is not mental assent, and faith involves some sort of willful component and some sort of emotional component. Part of the willful component is a commitment to the claims of Christ. Now, they weren't real clear about what they mean by commitment to the claims of Christ. So this kind of thing, I guess, could be understood by some within free grace theology as being simply a statement that it's wrong to talk about believing, we should talk about trusting. But let me read a little bit more of this quote. I was surprised when I saw this. He says, to believe in Jesus in the sense that John intended in that phrase means to trust in him. Now, we've spoken before on this show that that's misleading, that trusting and believing aren't the same thing. But he goes on to say, after giving a quote from an English dictionary, which is kind of odd because the Bible wasn't written in English.
Yeah, you don't define Greek words by using an English dictionary.
Right. But in any regard, he then says, trust denotes personal involvement. Now, that's a little bit odd if trust is belief. But of course, he goes on to say it assumes a relationship of some kind. And then he says the difference between belief and trust. Oops. What do you mean the difference between faith and trust?
Yeah.
It's one thing to say faith is trust.
Belief, yeah. Belief is trust, yeah.
Or belief is trust. They're saying here now that belief is not enough.
Yeah, so
you've got to trust.
Is John 3:16 not enough? Believe, whoever believes, is that not enough?
Well, no, they want to reinterpret John 3:16 to say
whoever trusts
in him. And that believing is a bad translation, evidently, they're saying of pistuo.
Right.
The difference between belief and trust is illustrated in the difference between my acknowledging a bridge can hold me up and my actually walking out onto the bridge. Let me come back to that in a second. The former is no more than a calculated hope or mental assent in what I have been told. The latter, however, is a demonstration of dependence. Well, what we say is that faith is mental assent. It is being convinced something is true. If I'm convinced that a bridge not only can hold me up, but I'm convinced it will hold me up. I've never driven across a bridge that I had doubts about whether it would hold me up.
Right.
In other words, if I saw some rickety bridge that was about to fall down, I'm not driving across it.
Right.
When I see a bridge, I wouldn't drive on it unless I was persuaded that it was trustworthy.
Sure.
But to say that I don't really believe it until I actually drive on it points out the fallacy of this argument. Belief is simply being persuaded.
Yeah.
I'm reading listening to a book on tape right now. And in the book, the person was talking about, he married his wife 17 years before, and now he's found out some secrets. And he said, I want you to know that I've always trusted you, but I've always had trouble believing you. I didn't believe lots of things you had told me about your history, but yet I trusted you. I knew I could rely on you.
Okay.
And it was interesting for this person to say that you could trust someone you didn't believe in.
Mm.
In other words, let's say I don't believe that a particular basketball player is a good person.
Yeah.
I think that this person is someone that is not someone I would want to run a business I had. He's not someone I would want to represent me.
Sure.
But on the other hand, if I want to win a basketball game, I think this person would be great, and so I can trust him
right.
to play in the basketball game, even though I really don't believe in him in the sense that I don't really believe he's a trustworthy person off the basketball court.
Yeah.
You can believe someone and not trust them, and you can trust someone and not believe in them.
Yeah.
Is that not...
I'm not sure. Yeah, tell me more about that. We might have to explore that.
We might have to pick this up in the next show. But
yeah.
My point would be, as Dr. Stanley himself says, there's a difference between believing and trusting.
Yeah.
I'm quoting here, and he says, the difference between belief and trust. So he doesn't see them as the same, and neither do I.
Right.
And
right.
So if the condition of justification and regeneration is faith in Christ, then that's not trusting in Christ.
Right.
That's not walking on the bridge, getting in the chair, getting in the boat, getting in the wheelbarrow, getting on the elevator, getting on the plane. It's simply believing in him. And the moment I believe in him, I have everlasting life. And
right.
once we add something to that and change it and say, no, you got to trust him. You got to commit to him. In fact, it's interesting that Dr. Stanley uses the word commitment before this, and that's odd. He says, there is no sense of trust or commitment in such a statement, just the acceptance of an idea. Well, but there is no commitment in being born again. There's no commitment in believing in Jesus. I simply believe in him.
Yeah.
And so I think this is an area where Dr. Stanley was inconsistent. And not only that, there's other grace people that are inconsistent.
I think a lot of free grace people are inconsistent here. Well, Stanley is inconsistent. We generally like this book, but on that particular area, it seems like he's inconsistent. And a lot of other people who believe in grace are inconsistent there too, on the nature of believing. And it's something we all need to think more about. We might talk about this more in the next episode, but probably not. Go to our website, search the topic of faith or believing. You'll find other articles and episodes of the Grace in Focus Radio where we talk about this. Once again, thank you for listening, and keep on sending your questions to radio@faithalone.org.
Thank you, gentlemen, for that great discussion. Our goal is to teach Scripture clearly and without confusion. One of the best tools for gaining that clarity, we believe, is our website. It's faithalone.org. That's faithalone.org. On our site, we have all kinds of materials that are designed to help you mature and grow in your faith and your understanding of Scripture. Please come visit us at faithalone.org. You'll be glad you did. God loves a cheerful giver, and that's why we think our financial partners are the happiest people of all. If you'd like to learn how to become a financial partner with Grace in Focus, we would very much appreciate it. You can learn more at faithalone.org. It's really exciting to hear from our listeners. So if you've got a question, comment, or feedback, I hope you'll reach out to us. Best way to do that is through email. Here's our email address. It's radio@faithalone.org. That's radio@faithalone.org. Well, on our Monday edition, we're going to talk about why you can be sure concerning your eternal salvation. So tune in for that. I'm Lucas Kitchen with Grace Evangelical Society. And until next time, let's keep grace in focus.